This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's good news from the World Health Organization about COVID cases in the U.S. Cases were down 50% last week in the U.S. Around the world, COVID cases fell 17%. Deaths dropped by 7%. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more on the newly released WHO report.
The report also shows that the Omicron variant is increasingly dominant, making up nearly 97% of all cases. Just over 3% were of the Delta variant. Case counts fell in all regions apart from in the Eastern Mediterranean zone, which reported a 36% jump, notably with increases in Afghanistan, Iran, and Jordan.
American Lindsay Jacob Ellis has won gold in the women's snowboard cross. It's the first gold of the Beijing Games for the U.S. team, the fifth Olympics for Jacob Ellis. A Republican member of Congress is apologizing for his reaction when a Democrat asked him to put on a mask while in the Capitol building. The AP's Jennifer King's got this.
Kentucky Republican Hal Rogers has issued a statement apologizing to a fellow lawmaker in the latest dust-up over wearing masks inside Congress. According to Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty, the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, she asked Rogers to put on his mask when they entered an elevator together on the way to a vote. Rogers agreed, then took the mask off when they got off the elevator. When the two went to board a train in the Capitol complex, Beatty says she once again asked Rogers to put his mask on. She told the Associated Press, "He poked me in the middle of my back and said, 'Get on the train.'" Her response, "Don't you ever touch me." According to Beatty, Rogers replied with an expletive. Rogers said that he later met with Beatty to express his regret and that his words were not acceptable.
Gas prices are going higher with no signs of slowing, says the AAA. Gas is $3.47 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. American Express will now offer checking accounts with rewards. The AP's Shelley Adler's got this.
American Express has launched its own checking account, which will allow its customers to collect its popular membership rewards points the same way they do on its credit and charge cards. The checking account will come with a debit card and an annual interest yield of 0.5%. The debit card will give account holders one membership reward point for every $2 they spend. Right now, the company says the new checking account will only be available for current existing Amex credit card holders. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Air Force is now approving religious exemptions to the mandatory COVID vaccine, granting requests from 9 airmen who don't want to get the shots. The Marine Corps is the only other military service to grant a religious accommodation. It's granted 3 exceptions so far. The Army and the Navy have not approved any. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.